Hey, Mike and Jesse, it's Zeke. I can't believe that you guys hit this landmark. Congratulations. I can't say enough nice things about you guys, but unfortunately, I'm making this call to break some bad news. I was actually just offered the role of chief research officer on a new Luminary podcast. Now, you might not have heard of Luminary, but they're trying to be the Netflix of podcasts. It's a new series with Rainn Wilson and Josh Gad celebrating the wins enabled by capitalism in a new series about crowdfunding. It's called What the Fund, and it's sponsored by Amex, Raytheon, and Bain Capital. It's just such a great opportunity, and I hate to do this to you after all the goodwill that you showed me over the years, but it's time for me to finally spread my wings and fly. This is intern Zeke saying goodbye.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to YKS. Mike and JF here on a this is a big day. Mike, this is a big day. Aren't you excited for this?
Yeah, we got a big show here for you guys. You're going to want to check it out because we got lots of guests and games. We're doing prizes. We're doing giveaways. And we'll also be taking having a visit from our favorite furry companion. Zookeeper James Emmanuel will be in studio. And he's got a sugar glider, JF, that you are going to absolutely go gaga over. This thing is so cute. I saw it backstage.
I don't know if you just took a bunch of cold medicine before we started. That's not what's happening at all. This is our 200th episode celebration, and we wanted to do something really, really special for you guys, okay? Because
that's why we brought in a magician to do a bunch of different magic card tricks. I guess you guys can't see him, so you'll just have to trust us that he's actually doing them. But this guy is crazy. I saw him backstage.
Yeah. No stage either. So yeah. I don't know where this is coming from. We wanted to put something together really cool. But unfortunately we just like ran out of time. You ever have one of those weeks where it's like, oh my God, there's just so much.
Who loves cooking? We have chef Betty Hermini in the studio tonight. She's going to be cooking out, teaching us how to do a souffle. JF, I've never made one. I've always heard the old wives' tale. Don't run in my house. You'll ruin my souffle. It's in the oven and you'll shake it up. Is that what happens? Is that what that was?
I don't know what any of it was. I don't know what you're experiencing. I can't put myself in your shoes right now, unfortunately. We basically at the end of the day, we just ran out of time. It was just a tough week for us. I was back and forth to the store a whole bunch. I was running my errands and it was like, oh my God, would you look at the time? You know, I really want to do a special episode for the 200th episode of the show. I want to do something really cool, but I'm just like, oh man. And I called Mike. I said, Mike, you know, do you think you'll have time? And you were, you were kind of, you know.
Yeah, we'll have James Bakerfield on the show later to do some impressions of current people in the zeitgeist, I guess, or in the news. He does like a Britney Spears, even though, I mean, she's not really in the... And he does a crazy Ronald Reagan, JF.
That would be so cool if any of that were happening, Mike. But what we're going to do is, in fact, since we didn't have time to do something special, we wanted to make sure that somebody got something.
I think we should trickle it down. I can't do it. He is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he sounds really funny. I would love to meet him sometime. Is he here in the room with us right now, Mike?
He's backstage in the green room.
Okay. Gotcha. What we're going to do instead, guys, we're going to reach back into the archive. We're going to pull out something really, really special. This is sort of our break in case of emergency episode. We did not think we would be getting to it this soon, if ever. But you might remember, well, about 100 episodes ago, we passed another milestone, which was episode 100. Okay, simple math. And we didn't really ball out then. And there's a good reason for that. We were trying a new format at the time, and in the cold light of day, you know, going back to it and listening, again, it really just didn't hit all of the marks we needed it to hit. It was pretty disappointing. It was pretty dispiriting. I think a couple of times we almost decided to just pack it up and quit right there, Mike. I mean, I know we had some pretty tough late night conversations about where we wanted to go from here after we heard this episode. But with all that in mind, I think it could be a cool treat, kind of an Easter egg for you guys to hear, you know, what almost was sort of a piece of YKS history. So I guess I would say just be kind, you know, be kind. We tried, you know, and not everything is going to be a certified Mike and JF double platinum hit. You know what I mean? They can't all be fishy flip, Mike, you know?
Something funny he said backstage is, can I get dressed in here? Yeah, where else are you going to get dressed? Dummy, there's only one changing room back there.
Yeah, just the one changing room. That's right, Mike. So without further ado... Well,
enjoy the episode.
Yeah. Enjoy the episode, gang. It's episode 100 of YKS.
Oh no, they did another YKS. Look out, here comes another YKS. Time to find out why YKS. Sit down and listen to Mike and JF. Oh no, they did another YKS. Now you gotta hear another YKS. Time to find out why YKS. Put your headphones on, it's YKS.
I was driving in to the studio today.
Yeah.
And it looked like there's so many people outside. It looked like the Hong Kong protests that are currently going on right now.
And you're following those right now?
Yeah, I was reading the what is it called, the newspaper.
Yeah, was it a specific one, or was it just?
Yeah, it was just the what was it called? It was called something. It had what's the font that they use at the top of the thing, and it's all squiggly and hard to read. I don't know what it was because I couldn't read it, but it was my paper boy said, "Hey, extra, you know, here you go," and he threw it on my stoop, and I went and got it.
You know, it'd be fun if when you get a newspaper subscription, you can sort of pick what font it comes in.
Yeah. Why don't
it be great? Papyrus.
That would be fun. That's a funny.
I'd love to read about, like, you know, I'm reading about the news out of
Ancient Egypt. Yeah.
In the papyrus font. And then.
Oh, we found a scarab farm. That's where they were breeding the scarab. It's news to me.
Yeah, that's right. Or, you know, you read a funny story like Robin Williams. Robin Williams is a new CBS show, and it's in Jokerman font.
Yeah,
you know,
or 12 dead in a deadly tsunami in Comic Sans.
Yeah, right. But maybe like Superman's in there. You know, he's here to save everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
well, the reality is that nobody's going to save us, Dan. We're all on our own. And floating through this crazy, on this crazy rock through space. You know?
Isn't that crazy? You know, I mean, yeah, it's it's a funny thing when you think about, you know, what deists try to push on the rest of the world. I mean, Christians are really big on sort of enforcing this theology. And it's crazy. It's like, I guess I shouldn't eat shellfish because I'll go to hell. I'll go underground to the devil, where the devil lives.
Yeah, there's some guy somewhere who's going to get mad. I don't care. That doesn't concern me.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with me.
I'll be, what'll I be doing? I'll be having, I guess I'll have this chili burger then. I'll have that second chili burger if it doesn't matter, you know?
Yeah.
So
I'll just jack off normal, I guess, instead of on my belly to hide it from God like I usually do. I'll just
hey God, don't look right now. You know?
he's humping. Well, what is he humping? He's not humping his fist over there, for sure. Yeah. As I said, that's bad. So he would not.
God has a top down view like in The Sims.
Yeah, he's looking down. I'm bad back pain. I have bad back pain. That's why I'm doing
my sciatica.
This.
I'm not masturbating, you know.
Hey, welcome to YKS 2.0. This is YKS 2.0 with Mike and Dan.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for joining us. This is a new spin on it. By the time you hear it, you'll have read the, I guess, the Patreon notification. Jesse is gone.
Right.
Jesse decided he did not want to do the show, and that's fine. We're partners and we're best friends.
And can I just say as a newcomer, like he did a good job. He did as
he
well
laid
as
the
he
groundwork.
Could. Exactly. You know, he sort of,
and we thank him for it.
I think he did a lot of the things that hopefully we can sort of, you know, improve on. That sounds bad. What I mean is, he did as well as he could, and I think he was wrestling with some personal
demons.
And we wish him well. And
love you, bud.
You know,
love you, bud. Peace.
Yeah, get better. You know, we are rooting for you.
This is this is the new YKS with Mike and Dan, and we'll be I guess it's just like the normal YKS.
I almost feel like we're not even recording. We're jamming just the way that
a
we
lot
do.
Of times what it was in the old days was like it was like a job, but now it feels
right
like a family.
Wait, I get paid for this? You know what I mean?
We're joking, but that's seriously how it is.
But that is how it feels sometimes. And you know, it's a cool thing to have a friend that you really feel like you're safe with, if I can get serious for a second.
Yeah.
And I feel like I could tell this guy anything. And
Thank you.
Yeah. I hope you feel the same way back.
Are you talking about me?
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Who's that?
Hey guys.
Do we have a caller? Is this a call in? I didn't see that on
the
script.
Yeah, this was a private I don't know how you got on the call.
I'll give you my story a little bit. I thought that this
Who is this?
Yeah. This is Jesse. I don't know if you've listened to the show. He used to work here.
Okay, now we want to hit
Jesse.
Do we want to hit pause?
No. Don't let me interrupt. It seems like you guys are doing something which, I mean, the way everyone's arranged, it sort of looks like it's YKS. Obviously, it's not, because I would be involved if it were YKS. So whatever it is you're doing right now, I think is really cute. I don't know who it's for. I don't know where you thought you were going with it, but what, you know, this is the time we only record YKS. So I guess I'll say goodbye to this character here, this sort of Frankenstein looking guy here, sort of an interloper, and I'll bid him farewell, and then we can continue on.
You surely don't mean me, do you?
Oh, look at that! Look at that! I guess the human armoire over there knows how to speak English. Well, how do you do? My name is JF. I'm sort of the CEO of this business, basically, is what I am. You are.
Actually, this is awkward for me. I'm gonna go piss.
Okay. Well, I'm Dan. You know me. Dan is a little confused right now, listeners, because this guy who's coming in here talking a lot of shit, he was told to hit the bricks in no uncertain terms, and I guess has now shown up here. And
I was what?
I don't want to put your shit out on the street here, but you had a contract for 100 episodes. That contract has elapsed, and Mike has pursued other opportunities within the YKS brand, and it is a brand. It is an LLC.
Yeah,
and you are not a party to that. So I don't know if you want to cut this, if you want to take a station break and calm down before I really have to come off the porch. But
we don't edit the show, which you would know if you had ever listened to any of it. Nothing ever.
Yeah, well, actually, a lot of things are changing now that I'm here. Okay.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you can start with your underwear, because I think I can smell it from across the room. So
it sounds like you guys are getting along like gangbusters. Do you want to do the show or what?
I thought we were in the middle of doing the show when some guy who used to work here showed up.
Yep.
Look, I feel. That's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to start my sentences with I feel. I feel like I have been lied to. I feel like I've been lied to a little bit, and I feel like I'm a little bit out of the loop. And I think maybe I should wait before I act rash. And I'm sorry, rash just came to mind because I saw Dan across the room, and I just keep thinking rash. But
nice slam on Dan.
Punching down. Okay. Oh, no, continue. This is so good.
Actually, punching up, you big moon shoes wearing bitch. But I think what we should do is maybe just continue. We're all here. I got the babysitter for the next 2 hours. Why don't we just...
Doesn't take care of his kids. Go on.
I think maybe we should just... Let's just try... You know what? Let's just try this. I'm one of those people. I'm ready to try new things, you know?
Well, I'm not intimidated by you.
And I'm not here to make friends.
If you are so insistent on going at this three-handed, I mean, it's up to DB ultimately. He's the signer on all this shit. So, I'm not afraid if that's what you're asking. This is no problem.
ARs, this is a cakewalk. Do you guys wash your hands every time you piss, or do you skip sometimes, or do you wash? Because I'm usually like every single time.
I'm not afraid to discuss this. Jesse, is that a problem for you?
Well, I would love to talk about piss with you guys. I guess that's the direction you were thinking maybe you'd go in. I would say instead, why don't we just stay on track and give the listeners what they want, which is probably, hell, an update on an old Kickstarter, I guess. This is where we go back and we kind of look at some Kickstarters we've done, you know, in the past and kind of say, hey, where are they now? If you remember that show, where are they now from, I think it was VH1.
We know the show. Just go if you're gonna.
Yeah.
So, okay. So the new executive producer of the show wants to do an update from an old Kickstarter. Didn't get the script on what we're doing. This is Dan's News Corner now. So, did you have some little music you wanted to play that you're really excited to play or something like that? Because we're not doing that. That's what I'm getting at. Okay.
Yeah. That's,
okay.
That's,
so this is Dan's. He wants to do like a news corner thing. So I don't. If we can, let's just do this, and we'll do the Kickstarter thing whatever after.
Yeah, I can. Hey, I can share the ball. It's no problem. Mm-hmm. Dan, take it away.
Guys, we got bases loaded tonight on Dan's News Corner. Let's just get into it. Okay. All right. Coming at you hot right off the top. Donald Trump is in Vietnam to meet with Kim Jong-un. I hope he brought protection, first of all. Okay. The thing is, all right, and don't step on the fucking line. Okay. Yeah. This is very scripted and laid out. All right.
Okay.
So we'll go back to one. Guys, Donald Trump's in Vietnam to meet with Kim Jong-un. First off, I'm going to tell you, I hope he brought protection, okay? Don't know where that guy's been. Actually, I think I do. The Hermit Kingdom and nowhere else. But what I'm thinking about it is, one question, is he going to teach him to dunk? Because that'd be news to me.
Just really quick, is there anything about Kickstarters in this? We like to talk about Kickstarters
a lot
on the show.
What was that? That's news to me. What was that?
News that's sort of my... That's sort of my line that I came up with.
Okay. That's cool. We have, I think Jesse had one on the show, when he was on, it was like, I guess I just farted and everybody loved it.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I just farted.
Yeah.
So the big thing right now is, in 2019 is politics podcasts where you just sort of, you have an opinion. Or you have something to say about the news, but you say it like, oh, I'm upset. I'm angry. You know,
that's fine. I mean, I think we've done stuff like that.
I wasn't asking you.
Yeah. I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to a cool guy.
You should talk to a tailor about those, sleeveless shirts. You like, they're not doing much for you.
What is some more news?
Okay.
Damn. Okay, gang. I was thinking the other day, whatever happened to that plane from Malaysia? I've had socks turn up on a quicker timeline than this plane, which did disappear with a few hundred souls aboard it. If they find it, I hope I will get an update on my iPhone. And I hope this time it's not that they added a U2 album to it without asking, because that would be news to me.
Okay, so awesome. I think I can kind of understand what you're trying to do here. You're trying to stay away from Kickstarter stuff, I guess, but...
Well, he's just doing like the new... Do you have one, JF, that you would... Like, do you have like
a
new
story? Yeah,
I'm sorry,
do you have one since you apparently know what's everything that's better and funnier, and that's why you got fired? Do you have something you want to do? Cat got your tongue? Problem?
Like news stuff we're talking about?
Yeah, it's so easy to you. Just riff on the news. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. I can try.
I can try. Not that confident.
Well, I wasn't prepared for this. I was prepared to do the show. So this is just sort of extra. And it may get cut. So here's something that is happening in the news today. We got the bases loaded here, gang, on the news stories.
That is, I just want to say that is copyrighted by me. So pick something else.
Okay, looks like it's the bottom of the ninth, and it's time for some news because, unfortunately, gang, one of our favorite churches of all time, Notre Dame, has is caught itself on fire. Yeah, it looks like it was smoking in bed. So, well, yeah. You know, firefighters were on the scene trying to put out the blaze lickety split. And of course, they were using water, they were using sand, and they were using, oh no, the Bordeaux from last night's dinner. France drink a lot of wine over there.
Over my head. Yeah, but maybe some.
Well,
any jokes? Jokes coming?
It says here, looks like actually it's going to cost millions or perhaps even billions of dollars to rebuild
Euros.
The historical structure. Well, converted for the sake of our audience, the historical structure. No worries, gang, because at least because it doesn't cost as much as, of course, the new iPhone XS, which has just been released. So that, my friends, is the news. And don't forget to keep your story straight with JF.
Oh, like okay. That.
So game, match, set, I think. Not so easy, is it? Obviously, that was shit. We won't be using it. Can I continue?
Maybe I should do one, huh?
Oh, you have? Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Show them how it's done. One,
shut
two,
up,
punch.
Shut up. Shut up. Stop talking. Let him talk. Go ahead, Mike. Sorry about that, asshole.
Yeah. Okay. Here's one from the newspaper. A local guy has been found around town, and nobody knows, you know, what is up with him. And everybody's being all curious, but everybody is actually liking him pretty much because he's pretty nice. But does he harbor a secret? Who knows? Stay tuned to find out on the next page of the newspaper. Wow, that's awesome. I think.
Mike, I'm not just saying this. Stop talking. I'm not just saying this. That is the funniest thing I've ever heard. Ever. Anywhere. That was so good. Did you just come up with that just now?
No, it was on the news paper.
It was great. I'm sure Jesse has egg on his face, which is probably not out of the ordinary, given his diet and how slovenly he is. But I think that was really good. And again, I think it shows it's just not as easy as maybe last year's, you know, flavor of the week, so to speak, coming in and thinking he can do it all. So,
and that's really and good that's stuff. News you can use.
That's, oh, my, that's kind of a that's fun my thing. Oh, for. So maybe we each have one, you know, hosting the show.
Yeah, dueling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be fun. Yeah.
Wow. It's not, the show's not really about fun. It's actually about supporting our friends, the advertisers. So with that in mind, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with more YKS 3.0 right after
this. And hang on one sec. We're going to go to a commercial break now.
Yeah, I know. Mike, today's episode of YKS sponsored by Honey. Hey, we all shop online and we've all seen that. Okay. Dan's here for this as well. That's fine. Dan, we've all seen that promo code field. Taunt us at checkout. Have we not?
Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites, Amazon, StockX, Alf.com. If Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop.
I've used Honey myself. I've used it on some protein bars pretty recently. I think I've talked about that.
Lame.
Well, They're really good. I eat them every day. Honey popped up with a coupon, knocked that price off to the point where I was like, you know what? I'll just order it now. I won't have to wait till the next time I go to the store. I'm getting it shipped straight to my door.
I saved 15% on Alf toys, popular fashion brands, a mixer. I saved $2 billion a mixer.
Wow. Save $2 billion on a mixer.
Hey, give me four. Remember Alf said that?
Okay. I don't know what you're doing. That's incredible. That's a lot. That's a lot of money. I haven't saved quite that much on Honey, but I'm looking forward to getting there very, very soon. Now, if you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's
he ate cats, you know?
Yeah, I know what he. I know what Alf did. I know what he did. It's literally free, and it installs in just a few seconds. Even Dan could probably figure out how to install this thing. It's so simple.
Why don't you go fuck yourself? Why don't you fucking watch it?
I'm Mike Hale.
Yeah.
For a mixer. I say $2 billion for a mixer.
Yeah, that's incredible. I think everybody should go out there and save $2 billion on a mixer. By getting it, the app Honey, that is, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. I would never, ever recommend something that I don't use, ever. Okay? So, get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/YKS. That's joinhoney.com/YKS. Honey, I'm rolling in the sticky savings over here.
A mixer.
Gang, this episode of YKS is also sponsored, yeah, by BetterHelp. It's,
Okay, excuse me. Sorry. I think I've got it. I think I can do it just fine. I don't need your help. I was just getting back from the bathroom where I washed my hands fully, to the fullest
extent. There's no way you washed your hands. I didn't have enough time.
I had plenty of time to do that. I was doing it while I was flushing. I was using my foot to flush, and I was washing my hands in the sink at the same time. Not the toilet. I was washing them in the sink. Yeah. So, yeah, it's easy. It's
disgusting. But what I was going to say was I was actually in the middle of a dramatic sort of beat. Are you done talking?
A dramatic beat. Wow, I'm glad to hear you're eating your salads. What interferes with your happiness? In my case, it's probably not eating enough salads. I don't know what Dan's problem is. Is something
Jesse. I would say Jesse interferes with my...
Okay. Well, do you want to talk about it?
Well, with BetterHelp, they're going to ask you probably, is something preventing you from achieving your goals? And in my case, yes, I'm trying to do this ad read for a really great service. And some people don't know when it's over. You know what I mean? So
I'm also preventing you from scoring goals. That's right. On the hard court where you have no chance of getting to the net.
Jesse. Humiliated in a rec league game by an elderly basketball player. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist and connect in a safe and private online environment. It's so convenient. You can start communicating in under 24 hours. The important thing to say is it's not self-help. We've all been through that rigmarole. It is professional counseling, and you can send a message to your counselor at any time. Perhaps.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Can you settle down for a second? Number one, I want to go back.
I'm actually calm. Are you angry?
No, I'm actually calm as well. I'm sitting on the floor.
So calm.
Thank you. I exude calm. Send a message to your counselor anytime, okay? Basically, anytime.
I already said that.
Yeah, I know. But they want to hear it from me, their trusted advisor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. Hey, nowadays, you know, hop on the computer and talk. Why not? It's normal to do. Plus, you don't have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room, okay? Waiting room. No thanks. You know, BetterHelp is committed.
Great spin on that. Yeah, that was great. That was really good.
I was distracted. You were making a strange noise over there. It sounded like you weren't calm at all. So I was paying attention to that, and it took me out of it for a second.
I'm calm because I'm with BetterHelp, and they're committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, which I have. But if they also make it easy and free to change counselors if needed, which I expect you maybe would have to do fairly frequently because you don't know your problems yourself. But it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available if that's an issue for you. It's available for clients worldwide. And I think you'll find there's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in your areas.
Yeah, I already know that. Also, I know that anything you share is confidential. Plus, the whole darn thing is convenient, professional, and affordable. Just check out the testimonials posted daily on their website, okay? They probably wouldn't even let Dan publish there because they have a higher, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's not a crisis line, okay? In fact, so many people have been wanting to use BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. That's an incredible, incredible thing. Small businesses, let's rock. We really need to rock. Now, I want you to start living a happier life today.
I just want to say that, sorry, the state that Jesse's in is denial. And so I wanted you, though, to start living a happier life today. That's what I was going to say. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at BetterHelp.com/YKS, the podcast I co-host. So
join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health.
Over 100 million people have taken charge of their mental
BetterHelp.
Health. That's BetterHelp.
H-E-L-P.com/YKS. the podcast I host.
Is that it I coupons host. Or is it coupons? I don't know how I, Mike Hale, would actually say that. I'm going to go with coupon.
Okay, gang, it's time for the six pack. Now, I guess we'll just kind of, I guess I'll probably go first here.
Well, so I mean, it would make, to me, it would make the most sense as the new co-host to sort of lead things off.
Are you sure?
You want to
sorry,
if I could just.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
We're never going to release this episode.
Don't say that. Come on.
I just
don't let this guy ruin.
Maybe Dan wants to fiddle with his fan a little bit more.
At least I have a fan. One fan, as opposed to you. Zero fans.
I will go first. What I have for you is called the Day...
Such bullshit.
The Day Disc. It's a high concept, low-tech habit tracker. JF and Dan. Man, I got to get used to... I got to get used to
Habit Trail. Jesse's more of a Habit Trail guy.
No battery, no screen, no app, just magnets and willpower. I'm going to hit this video real quick. I don't know what this is. What is this music?
This is that Beethoven fella.
I don't listen to rap or anything like that. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Well, what's the product? I mean, it looks like a little...
Look, this is... Oh, they're going in the 16th chapel. Look at that ceiling, huh?
Well, this is the Halo music, isn't it?
Look, this is like a thing that you hang around your neck. It's a necklace, okay? It's a necklace. If you're familiar with regular laces, this is a necklace.
Right.
And this is
like
a little sundial type thing, and it has like a magnet ball, and you take it off, and it's like a fidget spinner that you wear around, you know?
Hmm.
So it's basically like, it's shaped like a cog, right? It has these little grooves.
I would say it's cog-like. Yeah.
Yeah, it's cog-like. And you can take the magnet.
I agree.
Okay. Moving on.
It's like a rhythm thing, you know? It's like
Seems like we have a quorum on whether it's a cog or not. I don't know that we needed it. Seems self-evident.
Sorry, what? Wasn't aware I was needed to be censored. But I guess that's why people tune in. Day Disc is the fruit of our labor, a necklace that is also a new kind of activity tracker. So how does it do that? I'm confused by that.
I think what it's supposed to be doing is when you accomplish what, I don't know, Dan, what do you accomplish in the average day? Finally getting out of bed about 1 p.m., wiping your ass, maybe eating about 5 burgers and hitting that sack again? What do you think?
Okay, so you think you can judge a person just because you know their life. That's your prerogative. I'm on here to do a comedy podcast and be a professional, if that's okay.
Whatever you want.
Just trying to figure out. And I think that's why your wife left you. I mean, you won't say that on the podcast.
Hidden magnets. Hidden magnets firmly hold the tracking orbs, these are tracking orbs. You might think they're little magnet balls, but they're actually tracking orbs, which you manually move around the disc to keep track of your completed activities. Did you run a 5K? Then move the ball to the, I know. And me too. And then you move the ball to the next.
Is that because there was a new In-N-Out opening up and your car was in the shop?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You ran a...
All right. Point. Score one for Jesse. Great. You tore someone down. We're trying to talk about this here. Okay.
Okay. What it does is it does have these little grooves that you slide the ball in, but it also has notches that you can see on the face of the necklace itself.
Yeah.
But
that's two features of this campaign, JF. It has grooves and notches. They went all out on this one. I don't know if they had investor funding or what, but they really pulled out all the stops on this one.
The runway somehow did not expire once they hit the grooves phase of the project.
Hey, why don't we go? Yeah.
Whoa. Let's hear him out. You want to do grooves as well as notches? Okay.
That's
gonna
push us, that's going to push us back.
Trey, can we get an estimate on how much that's going to delay us if we go with the...
If you look closely, the notches do increase in size around the circumference of the wheel. So you could, for instance, start it. I mean, it is sort of clock-like. Is it... How many notches is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12... Wait, 13?
Hang on. How many hours in a day? Hold on. This is fucked up.
9, 10, 11.
The whole thing up for me.
I think I just counted wrong. I think it's 12. So they have these 12 notches. It'd be pretty funny if they got this far and then put the wrong notches on there. But they do have 12. You put the ball on there. So if you go like 1, 2, is it supposed to represent time, or does it represent the number of times you did something, or what exactly is it? I don't know what it's supposed to track.
It's a tool for setting intention, JF. You can also measure consistency and track your daily progress towards who you want to be. Kind of cool. Mm-hmm.
So if you have a goal, part of what you have to do is divide it into 12 equal parts and then figure out how far along I mean, that's really hard, isn't it?
I don't know.
I mean, it would seem to me that the only application this would have would be like a 12-step recovery group. And then otherwise, it would have to be like, I don't know what, like I stayed alive another month.
Yeah. I mean, if you really are awake 12 hours of the day, maybe you could move it every hour you had like a positive thought, or every hour you... I mean, like, for instance...
Oh,
like
I just remembered sex. All right. Move it.
Like the watch, the smartwatch tracks what? The smartwatch tracks your exercise. It tracks your walking. It tracks your standing up, right?
But does it track shamanic practices and energy medicine?
Okay, I think there's a whole... I download a new app.
Yeah, you have one for that. Is there an app for luminous energy fields? No, there's a necklace.
Right.
This is a husband and wife team. These two got together and said, you know what, babe? I love you so much. I want to fucking do a Kickstarter with your ass. And these motherfuckers said... We have ventured into forgotten realms of the past on an archaeological and philosophical journey.
Fellas, is it okay to venture into a realm with your lady? This guy knows what I'm talking about.
We wanted to rediscover how our ancestors were so capable before screens, Wi-Fi, and AI. How did we even do
that?
I'm going to pose a question. I thought they were a bunch of dumb cavemen. I thought they were all dying in fields at the age of 40.
I'm actually very distantly related to Leonardo da Vinci.
I'm actually distantly related to a caveman, so I take offense to what Dan said on the show about cavemen just a few moments ago.
Dave please.
Dave, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Dave, your thoughts?
I think that's cool.
Dave,
hey, dude,
so
not, hey, dude, not cool. My cousin's a caveman. Cool it. Hey, man, cool it.
Geico, look it up, folks. It's a great later joke. But
actually,
a
funny show. Dear reader, I'm Alex, an archaeologist, teacher, entrepreneur, and proud father of Day Disc, my first baby. That's confusing because it's actually a product on Kickstarter. It's not an actual, but it's not a baby or child. Yeah.
Though he did birth it.
Well, interesting enough... Like all babies, it needed a mother, and I couldn't, and that's a, I don't know where that comes from.
Hey, let's unpack that statement.
Alex, that's your own thing, pal. I don't know what you got going on, but it ain't me. He says, and I couldn't have brought this project this far without my partner, creative director, and muse, so thank you, Chloe. I've worn my original Day Disc for years. I acquired it in an antique set of Yugoslavian watchmaker's tools. I became instantly attached to this odd, mysterious little object and started wearing it around my neck, trying to figure out what it was for. Is there any part of this that's true?
Well, it's the beginning of Gremlins, but he just changed it a little bit, you know?
So he says, sometime later I was playing with magnets, thanks to my brother James, provider of said magnets, and one happened to get stuck to the metal. The concept was born just like that. So he found this, and then it happened to, I mean, I don't know if I believe that it's true and therefore it means they didn't invent anything, or if I believe that it's false and he's making up this really boring and stupid story to justify the crappy product. I don't know where
either
I'm at.
Either way, he gets the chair.
I'm going to go with coupon.
Wrong sound effect.
So I don't know. It seems like this is bullshit to me. I'll trust my Apple Watch to tell me when I'm standing up and I go to the toilet too much or whatever it does. I don't know.
Well, I can tell you that, and I think you want to get your prostate looked at, though I feel bad for whoever has to.
I'll look at it, bro.
Thank you, bro.
Bro, I got this. you didn't even have to ask.
Wait, how much is it? Holy shit. Wait a minute. The bag is $28. Or you can get the vegan early bird, where you get the Deserto organic cactus. No, Dan, I just saw your mouth water. organic cactus based leather alternative strap.
I need dessert for my bunghole.
You get 4 magnetic orbs and a day disc in that package, but it looks like you're not able to get a day disc for any cheaper than $139?
I tell you what, you throw in the 5th orb for free, you got yourself a goddamn deal.
Yeah.
Okay?
100%. I don't even think, wow, you can't, no, you get 4 orbs, gold, silver, nickel, and gunmetal, the big 4, of course, and you can go all the way
up
to...
In the orb world, those are sort of the big 4.
Yeah, you can go all the way up to the 18-karat solid yellow gold snake chain, 1.2 millimeters, and the day disc is...
I'm sorry to interrupt, but could you fucking imagine walking down the street and seeing a guy with an orb and a golden snake chain around his neck?
Yeah. And he's like moving a ball back and forth between the grooves of it to like signify that he's.
And yeah, he's sexy, you know.
Sexy,
he looks good.
As long, yeah. Oh my god, you know? Is that vegan leather? Is that Deserto cactus on that strap? Oh my god,
are you Deserto, the one that they spoke of, with your selected jade hand carved emblem? Well, I don't know.
Well, luckily, we'll never see this out in the wild because it's only made, oh my God, it's made $73,000 of $6,900, cool. 388 backers, 24 days to go on the day disc. Incredible project.
Man. Wow.
That's a fat ass fucking dub for this, for Alex and whoever.
Chloe.
Great job, these two. Yeah. Made a necklace and got like $1 million. That's cool.
Substantially less than $1 million, but yeah, still a pretty good amount.
Almost $1 million on this.
I think over $1 million.
Yeah. 1 point, whatever it is. I can't see it, but it's
and in euros,
there.
it's more.
Way up there. It's going right, way yep. up past even where I said it was just a few minutes ago. That's insane.
It's more like $1 billion, actually.
Guys, the next one I've got for you is called Pause.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, 2 in a row. Go ahead. That's fine.
How's it 2 in a row? That was Mike's.
Yep, 2 in a row for this guy. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, this is, if you'll allow me to continue, this is Pause, the true alternative to parental control. Screens wreaking havoc at home? Try the zipper-activated brake for teens and screens. And this was funded in just 12 hours on Kickstarter, the surest sign of a home-run project. Hey, guys. Restore your family time. Reclaim your rest. Are teens addicted to their phones? Oh, you know they are. Parental controls just ain't enough. You got to protect your kids, but if you confiscate the phones, then they get mad at you instead of the crazy mixed up world we live in. That's why these guys invented Pause, which is, you know, named that for whatever reason, not important. And I guess
Do you want to spell that out for the viewer?
Yeah, it's just P-O-Z-Z-Z.
Yeah. Maybe name it something else.
Well, I'll play the video and see if that sheds some light on it.
Do not let your parents buy this thing that makes you less addicted to your phone. It has ruined my whole mood. Once my parents finally broke down and got me my smartphone, I got all the benefits. Losing sleep by staying up.
This guy's about 25, I think.
Yeah, 27, yeah.
I'm going to say maybe even older. It looks like if DB was posing as a teen.
Yeah.
My freaking parents took my phone away again.
Parents are pretty not cool, huh, guys?
Yeah, my parents were actually in the Oklahoma City bombing, so that's not funny. If we can, Dan, cut that out, please. My parents, please. I missed
I didn't realize there were other perpetrators. It's interesting to find out.
All night, constant need to check my phone, addiction to games,
ow,
and seeing my relationships fall apart.
What was that, a shark navigator?
Looked like it, yeah.
Parents make me use the pause, spelled with 3 Z's like your phone is taking a nap. Dad, stop. So to save you from a healthy life, here are my top 10 reasons why you must avoid the pause.
What? Now, hold on, JF.
Yeah, I'm serious.
This is an ad campaign for the product, and they're telling you why you should not buy the product. What is that about? What
it kind seems of like it's almost a campaign against it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we got to hear this, you know?
Very strange. I don't understand. Looks like the reviews are in the form of text messages as well, which is a little bit out there. I would just simply write them in a Word document, maybe, and upload that to the World Wide Web. I'm glad I was able to test a pause prototype with my 13-year-old son, Leo. He is having fun with the challenges, and after a month of testing, is falling asleep much earlier than before. Can't wait to get the final version. Look at this. So you can even use it with freaking boyfriends. Mava says, my boyfriend and I were always on our phones when we were together. I was tired of doing nothing but scrolling Instagram or watching YouTube. We got caught up in the game, taking pauses at dinner time on Saturday afternoons when going out, relaxing, or cooking. It feels really good. So this, what do you so do with this damn thing?
Gamifies putting your phone away. You get chivos, JF, from putting your phone away, huh? That's what you get.
That is essentially what happens. Yeah, you set sleeping hours in an app. Oh, wait, how am I going to do this? On a fucking phone? I guess they're not all bad, are they?
I mean, it is kind of funny that it is reliant on an app.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I mean, I don't know. Tell me what you guys think of this. I'm sympathetic to the problem this is trying to solve, right?
Yeah.
It's just... there is already a solution, which is you take the fucking phone away from the kid for a couple hours, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're saying, oh, well, that'll cause conflict. This will cause conflict. They're addicted to their fucking phone. But you do it anyway, because it's the right thing to do.
Seems like the die is cast.
You know, hey,
bit,
what
yeah.
if something, what if something happens to me in the next couple of hours and I can't Snapchat it? Come on.
Oh, hey, I saw Donald Trump Jr. getting mauled by a dog, but I didn't have my phone.
Yeah, I can't refleet it or what have you.
Yeah, well, that does happen a lot of times, yeah. It looks like the phone goes into the pouch, and then it just sits there on the thing, and then when they open, if they open the pouch, so the pouch has like some kind of sensor that can tell when it's been opened, and then yeah. the parents get notified that they've looked at their phone, which I don't
That's
know if
cool.
you want it seems to me if you want to talk about creating conflict with kids, it would be maybe instituting this surveillance yeah. technology in their bedroom.
I saw yeah, your phone. Is... I saw you opened your phone at 10:39. You know your bedtime is at 10:30. What's up?
Yeah. And you do have to sleep in the yard tonight. yeah, I mean, it's, again, it's the kind of thing of going from just the frontal assault where you just take the phone away for a certain time to the Orwellian monitoring.
Yeah.
Using an app also. Just, again, I don't know. It's I'm like sympathetic. This got funded, right?
Well, let's see. Let's scroll up and take a look. Pause has gotten $19,000 of $12,000 with 26 days to go. So, yeah.
Yeah, they smashed it out of the park. So I get it that they're, you know, there's a lot of parents who want this and get it, but it's kind of like, I don't know, isn't it just simpler? Just, well, time to toss my phone in the microwave, you know? Maybe I'll even turn it on, see what happens.
I, you know, if you push, it's actually a cool hack. If you just hit 3-3 instead of 3-0, you save yourself the time that you spent moving your finger
going
down.
Going from 3 down
going
to 0.
From three, right. Yeah. And it's not 10% more and not that big of a deal. So just save yourself the time.
And you can
stop
at any time. So it's yeah, kind of.
Just walk back yeah. up, open the door, you know, crazy. Just something I've been thinking about.
Kind of a fun hack stop, for your microwave.
You can yeah. stop it at 30 seconds, but then you will have to clear it later. So it's like you're making more work for yourself later, but in the moment.
Unless you have something that needs to go in for 3 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
Like a
pat
of butter.
I did not even think about that.
Yeah.
Yep. That's a free one. That's a freebie for you.
So basically just what we're trying to say is try to stack up your meals and snacks in such a way that you can use the accrued leftover time from the shortcut right after, right? And then just kind of build your day around that whole process. And it'll be probably the most efficient, probably the best feeling you're ever having in your life. So yep.
Max efficiency. And that's pause.
That's pause, gang. This is tough. You know, I will say as a parent, there's a lot of stuff I've now done as a parent that I think when I wasn't a parent, I would say, well, that won't be a problem for me. I don't know what these other, I don't know what their deal is, you know? And then you have your kids and all of a sudden you're doing this crazy stuff you never thought in a million years you'd be doing. Like, I don't know, hang gliding. Just kidding. It's not stuff like that. It's like telling them to go to bed or whatever. Yeah. You do actually have to make your kids go to bed. So I get it. So
Mike, write that one down.
No, it sucks, man. It sucks being a dad. No, I'm just kidding. I agree with Jesse. It sucks fucking ass, man. I wish I never did it. No, it sucks like making your kid go to bed because here's the thing: staying up late absolutely rules. And once kids find out about staying up late, it's all over for your ass. Yeah. It's all fucked up from there because they will stay up forever.
Yeah, my kids are like, oh, I want to watch YouTube, where they open up toys and their parents are like pretending to be monsters and chase them around the house, and they're in like a $3 million house, and the shows are sponsored by Hasbro or whatever the fuck because they play with the little toys in their house and shit.
And that is scary. I think whether you're an adult or the kid to watch that and see the monster.
Well, it's like he came out of nowhere, first of all, so I wasn't even prepared.
Okay, I had to watch this right before bedtime.
Oh, great. Now I am up all night.
Thanks for that.
But, you know, I'm telling my kids, like, hey, come on, let's not watch this stuff on YouTube. And they're like, why? And I'm like, I don't know. It sucks. I don't know. Yeah, it's bad.
My kid does the thing. He watches people on YouTube, but he, like, does the thing where he actually subscribes when they tell him to. So it's
no!
Like, I went through and, like, unsubscribed him from a bunch of dumb shit. Like he was like, oh, I want to watch the Joe Rogan show because, you know, he has Greg Fitzsimmons on. And I'm like, I don't even know who Greg, you know, who is that?
Yeah.
And he's come down and he's like, did you catch when Wiz Khalifa was on there and they was going at it? And I was like, no, I did not. I have no idea who that is. So I went and secretly unsubscribed him from a bunch of stuff.
You got to use a heavy hand when it comes to that stuff. Yeah, I agree with you there. You're absolutely right. Or you could just get a weird little pouch. So do whatever you want. Really doesn't matter. And pause is what this thing is all about, baby. Reclaim your rest with pause. So that's mine. And now, Dan, you've had it explained to you how you do this. So I guess
don't need an explanation, but thanks. Guys, I want to talk about Mandrill PI, number one. It's a noir detective tale for cartoon lovers.
Now, are we pronouncing that correctly? Noir?
Dan, I just want to say we usually have something holding the microphone for us, like in a microphone, a boom arm or something like that we have. That's my bad for not briefing you before bringing
you
on.
So I'll be able to expense that to you. Is that what I'm reading here?
Jesse's name is still on the card, so go ahead and expense it to the show. That's fine.
That works. That works fine. Just send me those details now, actually. And also the CVV on the back. But Mandrill PI number one is my Kickstarter, or not mine, but it's the Kickstarter I'm talking about.
Oh, boy.
Jesse, the former employee of this, do you want to hit play on that?
Yeah, I can do that easily.
Who investigates cartoons when they turn criminal? Mandrill PI, that's who. In this humorous noir tale, Looney Tunes meets True Detective. Great combo. Meets Hellboy. Sorry, third combo.
Three-way combo.
Three-way combo. Manny Mandrill. He's sort of a hard-boiled PI, but he's a monkey. Okay.
Dan heard three-way combo, and he left the shape of his body in dust as he jumped out of his couch
for the Wendy's drive-thru. This is Mandrill.
So
Dan,
that's you.
This is Mandrill PI, and he's a monkey. Mandrill is a type of monkey gang, if you didn't know that already.
Yeah.
Wise
do you want to do this?
Oh, I was just...
Jesus Christ. Can I continue?
Just pitching in.
Anyway, 24-page first chapter in the story of a hard-boiled primate private detective in a cartoon city who must solve the murder of its foremost celebrity. And yeah, it goes from there. There's a duck and sort of a like a sexy femme fatale thing. I kind of like that.
This,
you know what I'm saying?
This looks kind of fun to me. I actually think this is pretty cool. I like Hellboy. True Detective season one was fun. I forget what the other thing it was that they were meeting. I'm not
Looney
much
Tunes.
Of, I like Looney Tunes. Looney Tunes had a moment. You
those
know?
Were great. Those were so great. Looney Tunes.
I don't do much graphic novel reading. I find it tedious to look at the little speech bubbles. I would rather just look at the pictures and move on. And, you know, in that case, the art here is pretty fun looking, actually. I don't know, kind of Dick Tracy-ish. I think you could definitely
okay,
have some...
Okay, so, hey, sorry, guys. We're doing a new podcast. Your Kickstarter rules.
Well, when we pick out Kickstarters, we try to find ones that are obviously really bad. You know, I mean, this guy seems like he knows what he's doing. He's active on the site. He's backed 100 Kickstarters his own self, so that's pretty cool. And
oh, Christopher Brimage, will you be my new friend? That's Jesse right now.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Jesse.
Well, it's not me. Actually, sounds like Dave.
I got kicked off my podcast because I can't stop doing pills and I, you know.
Yeah, clogging the toilet too at work.
I clogged the toilet at work a bunch.
I'm Christopher Brimage. Or I'm Jesse.
Or I'm Jesse talking to Christopher Brimage. Can I kiss you, dude?
Yeah.
No, that's you,
Jesse.
The book is already done, so there doesn't seem to be a lot of risk there. I mean, it seems like a pretty solid idea, solid project, and looks like he's got the pipeline
Chris,
to me.
Why did you create Mandrill PI? Mandrill PI is ultimately a love letter to two of my favorite pieces of nostalgia, Looney Tunes and Hardboiled Detective Stories. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't Looney Tunes do that? Didn't, like, Daffy Duck be some detective or something like that?
I can see that in my mind's eye, yeah. And then also
Daffy, 1963. Yeah, it was an insane.
What am I saying?
Pulls a hammer out of his back, out of nowhere.
We're talking to the admin for the Wikia for Daffy Duck. What am I saying? Of course, I should ask you off the bat. But also Looney Tunes had remember that little gangster who'd be like, "Shut up, shutting up."
Yeah, that was cool. What was that guy's name? I'm gonna look it up.
So I feel like that's been done before. But
not with an ape. His name was Mr. Diarrhea Poop Fart Man Face. I'm just kidding.
I didn't look
it up yet. Go ahead and keep talking.
Funny. So as was said, the book is already done.
I'm sorry, you okay?
I wasn't supplied with a cough button. But though it is weird. I just traveled to Wuhan, China and just got back. So
that should be fine.
Cool.
Probably nothing.
That's means nothing.
Some interesting
to us
cuisines there, but anyway,
it's in 2019. Rocky and Muggsy is the guy's names. You know?
Yeah, I was gonna say Muggsy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great Charlotte's Hornets legend, forced into a life of crime in the Looney Tune world. Really.
Yeah.
Sick stuff. You know.
A dark take on it. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a comic book, but really it's like a PDF. I guess he's going to print 200 of these, but you have to pay $15 to get a copy of that. If you pay $24, you get 3 mini prints from the pinup gallery. And I hope we can see that sexy duck in one of them. You know?
Yeah, the duck's titties would be nice to see. Yeah,
if you know what I mean.
Yeah, the duck's tits and pussy. Yeah, I know what you're talking
about.
She's
like,
I got
spreading it open or whatever.
Yeah, it's, you can see everything.
Be awesome.
We're talking penthouse level, not Playboy. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Hardcore shit.
Larry Flint rolled up and went, more pussy.
Yeah.
On that duck. You know?
Great operation. Needs more pussy.
I like your thing with the detective. That's a fucking... ape or whatever, but what we need more pussy in it.
What if this broad was pissing on him? Nasty man.
So
I guess the mandrel's a detective or something. You know, it's noir, so we all know what that means. It's gonna be kind of, you know, it's gonna be a little
gonna be stupid. Gonna be boring.
Yeah.
So next. I feel like you're Okay, I feel like you're saying that just get under my skin a little bit because I love film noir.
This is in my CV that I submitted. I love film noir. You know this.
And DB did read that and asked for a lot of credit card information in that, which is don't know that that's standard.
It's for verification.
Okay, that explains a lot of the charges I've been getting. Actually, as I think about it, penis cream, industrial level order, but. And it does say that.
Why would they put industrial level order on the credit card?
Why?
It doesn't make sense to put it on there. It would not make sense to put it on.
Yeah. But anyway, that's Mandrill PI. It looks like Christopher Brimage, author of the Multiverse Askew trilogy.
Best friend of Jesse Farrar, former host of the, co-host of the show.
Getting hot and heavy with Jesse. Already pledged $2,936. Of 1,795 as a goal, 55 backers, 25 days to go. They smashed it out of the park with Mandrill PI. And if you think it's crazy to think of a monkey as a private detective, maybe you're going to want to check us out.
Yeah, I might check it out. I think it looks like a fun take on this.
Shut up. Shut your fucking mouth. Shut up. Stop
if you
shitting
think
on
it,
me.
If you think it's funny that a monkey is a detective, don't, has a job as a detective, don't, don't go down to City Hall because you will find a ton of them there. Yeah.
That's news to me, you know. Go back earlier.
That was for the other segment. Okay, so we're halfway through. So, Mike, why don't you go ahead and do...
Oh, you got a train to catch?
No, just
appointment you can't break?
A lot of times people will wonder if they're halfway through the episode or not, so I'm just letting them know.
Okay. Because I know your schedule is clear. You don't have anything going on.
Actually, I have a lot of stuff going on, so.
All right, let's just get through this then, I guess.
Okay,
says Jesse Farrar.
I got one called
to go
Jesse
eat lunch with Christopher Brimage later.
Do you ever smell your balls?
It's the first issue of the Ball Smell Saga, JF. This is a... Now, what is this? This is like a comic book, you know? Do you ever
these
smell...
These comic book guys can't win with you today, huh?
Yeah. Really putting the screws to these guys.
Jeez.
You ever smell your balls? Tells the adventures of Billy and Tommy as they drive across the country, but not about the sights they see or the sounds of Mother Nature.
In I love fact, the twang, by the way.
You. In fact, you will witness their unique sense of smell as while they take this ride together, they both are trying to outwit or actually outgross each other with what they think their balls smell like.
So.
So this is like a comic that has one joke in it. And it's what do my balls smell like? And it tries to.
Oh, it's sort of like. It's the end of that movie where when you can't enjoy it. But it's Paul Rudd and the other guy saying.
Yeah, you know how
they they know each other is gay and they're just riffing cool. back and forth and they slap. What movie
is that?
Was it? Was that 40-year-old virgin or what?
I think that was 40-year-old virgin.
That was grandma's boy, wasn't it?
No,
they're playing
no.
64. They're playing 64.
They are, but yeah, they're playing it with Steve Carell's old shit because he gave up on video games because he had sex. Isn't that
No, that's not right. No!
Okay. I don't remember what it was. I just know that
Important thing, though, is we get to the bottom of that before we can move on.
Okay, it is from the 40-year-old. No, it's not. No, it is. I fucked up. I'm going to leave.
Okay.
No, it's not okay. It's not okay. I'm leaving the show.
Okay. I thought I was, but.
I regretfully accept your resignation.
This will be my lash. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
Sometimes it do be like that. You know?
It's too bad, but I'm excited to move forward with a new vision for the show. I guess we should
probably. I'm you know what looks like it's going to be a one man show around here, but I'm up to the challenge. So we're going to take a look inside.
Actually, I'm back because I forgot that this one was mine. Sorry. This is a comic book, and then after I do this one, then I'm out. I swear to God, I'm out of here.
Okay.
Because I messed
Man
up
of his
so
word.
Bad. So this is a comic that shows two people walking down the street, and this guy, the one guy says. Hey, Bills, which I think is the other guy's name. This guy says, hey, what? He's so surprised. And the other guy says, do you ever smell your balls? And it's, and this is gross. So if you're eating like a tuna fish sandwich or a Reuben sandwich, which is the king of sandwiches, or sausage and peppers, or
opening a can of worms, with this,
basically anything.
With some of these statements.
That's crazy, because Dan is eating all three of those right now. So
this guy says, do you ever smell
I'm sorry, and I just want to say Jesse's cutting one bean in half in front of the hobo fire. Go ahead.
Do you ever smell your balls and it smells like two flies fighting over a piece of shit? And then it has like a drawing of two flies, and one of the flies says, hey, go find your own piece of shit. In case you couldn't envision two flies.
Yeah.
Anyway, and the other fly in the background says, fuck
two
you,
two flies
Alan.
And a piece of shit. Looks like the podcast right now, you know? Two flies.
Yeah,
yeah, it works.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Really funny. Well, the other guy comes back and says, that's what my ball smelled like yesterday, which undercuts the joke to the extent that it was a joke to begin with. I don't understand.
Is that something you're familiar with?
And then in the next page here, ignoring that, the next page, it says, do you ever smell your balls? And it smells like raspberry jam on a beaver's asshole. Now we cut to the beavers. This one says, what the hell are you doing, Gary? The other one says, I'm putting jam on my asshole. Mind your fucking business, Chad. So in all
it's
of fun, the,
it's funny as fuck to imagine animals having human names. It's hilarious as shit.
Yeah.
This is a very odd concept.
Because you think, they have human names. Do they have human jobs? Do they have human problems?
They have access to human jam, preserved fruit, evidently. So.
Well, animals can't produce jams and jellies. Oh, okay. All right.
I don't know how to argue.
Stated very confidently.
I've never seen it. I've never seen it myself. So
I bet. Very, very sheltered existence. But
animals
animals
can't manufacture their own foods. That's so interesting.
Tell us more about this subject you know nothing about. Yeah. This is a very, very odd creative concept.
Of course, this other guy says, what does that even mean? A beaver raspberry jam on his hind end? What is that crap that you're even saying? And this guy says, look, you never even questioned the smell of the balls. And it's so funny because it's, it's random and it's funny like that. And it's also nasty and gross. And that's...
Well, 35, 40 full color pages of this, I think, is probably not nearly enough to explore the concept.
It definitely won't get old at any point prior to that conclusion. Yeah.
No, even through just the two that we've read
even
already.
Even just us talking about those two. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Well, the goal would be to get 5 issues completed and to have a 200-page graphic novel with all the ball smells you can ask for.
Can you imagine getting in the mail like a Watchmen-level graphic novel of these two idiots saying, you smell like a freaking ball fell in the sewer and then rolled in some shit.
Yeah,
my good fuck waffle.
Oh,
well,
man,
you smell like a horse's beard after he eats a pile of poo poo.
Cut to the horse. This shit is delicious.
I'm eating some poo poo. This is the lowest of the, and this show is at the lowest point. I also want to add. I also want to just take an aside here and say that this is the lowest point of the show that it's ever been. We will not be releasing this episode. I just wanted to.
Well, when you have a party crasher, you know. This was going to be a funny discussion of the comic book about the ball smelling bad, and certain people just had to, you know.
$21 of the $4,000 goal, $4,800 goal. Fuck! $4,800. Yeah.
$21 somehow a more insulting figure than. than 20, 25, yeah, just
25. Oh my god!
Do you ever smell your balls? And they smell like a freaking. And they seriously, they smell like a. What would they smell like?
They smell like a dumpster fire, bro.
They smell like a dumpster fire. Yeah,
my balls smell like a roadkill had sex with
No.
Like a Britney Spears on crack. I swear to God.
Dude, that is so gross.
It smells like a freaking God, I don't even want to say, dude. I don't even want to say what it came to me. It smells like a freaking, dude.
Dude, knock it off. I'm a freaking, I'm going to throw
bro,
up.
Bro, party foul. I'm eating here.
I'm going to throw up.
You know, that's what I kind of want to, do that a little bit.
Right.
So that's the whatever.
You in front of a mirror, by the way?
That's the whatever, and it raised however much.
Excellent. The next one I've got is called the Wolf Guard, a car seat that could save your dog's life. Check this out.
We've all seen dogs like these, riding in cars, unleashed, unrestrained, enjoying the breeze. But a quick break can injure your furry friend. Worse even, accidents happen. WolfGuard is the first technically advanced dog car seat made for small to medium-sized dogs. Why? Because our pets are our family. In fact, WolfGuard is a small family business born out of necessity.
Hi, I'm Kurban.
And I'm Sabrina.
And this is our dog Momo, a man's best friend.
Woman's best friend.
And yet we forget about the safety when we're driving the car.
Momo is technically, she's kind of like our companion who we take everywhere. So small car rides, even to, you know, a grocery store just down the hill, it's uplifting in some way.
Not important to the campaign, but it is very strange when a couple wears the same shirt. Isn't that weird? I mean,
well, the people at home can't see this. Jesse is wearing the same shirt as Mike.
Yeah, we have matching Reba shirts that we wear sometimes. It's not a huge.
And she looks great.
Deal. She does look good.
Fantastic. So this is like a weird little, you know what? I'm going to describe this in kind of a stupid way, but I bet it'll resonate with, maybe 10 or 12 people.
That's a change. Yeah.
Okay.
I call Jesse and why I say, you wearing your Reba shirt today? He says, just pulled it out the dryer. I'm about to run it across with the lint roller. That's how we coordinate.
That's how it goes every day. About 6:45. We'll go over this.
Can I get one of your Reba shirts to wear on the stream next time?
You're wearing your... Yes, I'm wearing the fucking Reba shirt. Yes, he's fed up with my shit.
I do that every time. Shut up.
Rubbing my eyes in the bed. Oh, yeah, man. I got it.
Yup. Let me guess. Reba shirt. Yup. Got it laid out already. Again.
The material that this is made out of is like overlapping nylon straps, which... Does anyone remember going to those places like Discovery Zone or Chuck E. Cheese, whatever, where they would have the layered?
That is what it looks like. Yeah.
Right. Like the, I don't know, what do you call this? Like a vertical chase that was almost like a maze where you could pop through. In fact, there's a really funny video. Isn't there of like a kid jumping down one and like falling all the way through?
being plummeted to hell. Like
it's on liveleak.com/
rest,
I'll get
rest in power.
That's what it looks like. And it's almost shaped like a grocery cart, and you could basically flip it over and become a grocery turtle. And it's got all these nylon straps that the dog will slide into, and it's got a netting over the top as well, which I'm sure the dog will really enjoy being cocooned in. And then it straps around the chair or buckles to the chair, maybe on the straps or I fucking forget what those little things are called now, for car seats. What the fuck? I use
can
them.
I, can
all
I
the time.
Say
clip?
Something crazy?
Is it a
I
clip?
Don't think this is so bad looking at it.
Yeah.
Now I don't own a dog though, and you guys.
Yeah, dog owns you.
That's fun. And dog is my co-pilot. But getting back to this, am I crazy, Jesse? Do you think that this is? I don't think this is so bad. No. Am I wrong? Like, because when you when you hit the brakes on your car and the dog, you know, flies forward. That does suck, right? And that is something that happens.
Yeah, but it's like he's fine.
Well,
you know,
hey,
he's like
he's
good.
Guy.
He's like a dog.
So the thing, I don't know. The thing to me, looking over this Kickstarter, that's funny is I don't think the Kickstarter itself is a bad idea necessarily, but some of the claims that they're using, seem a little odd.
So let's talk about this. So. The first thing you see on the title here is 1.2 million dogs die in car accidents each year. That seemed a little bit high to one. We're losing $1.2 million every year to car accidents, meaning the car flips and they fly out of the top or something like that. I just don't, that seems high to me. So I did a little research here. Yeah, that's right. I went over to google.com. Maybe you've heard of it. And I typed in vehicle deaths worldwide. And basically that looks like maybe about 1.35 million people are killed in cars every year. Now, there are more people in cars than dogs in cars, right?
Well, actually, the war between people and dogs in car wrecks continues. It's sort of a Mad Max situation out there.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised it's almost one-to-one.
Yeah, know? Very close, neck and neck. It depends on what year you look, right? Like, 1 year, wow, yeah. These dogs were in a lot of Ferraris this year, and they're kind of going crazy. Yeah. But
Vietnam shot way up.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Yep. Yeah. 42,000 people just in the U.S. every year die as a result of automobile accidents, which is terrible, and that's why we got to wear our seatbelts, gang.
How many die due to drunk driving? How many die? Does it say how many die behind the wheel?
Dogs?
Dogs?
Yeah, because they chose to drink and drive. How many? Yeah. How many does it? You have facts on that? Figures on that?
Yeah.
Hey, Fido, you're cut off. I'm fine. Give me my fucking keys. You know?
Yeah, you take away his keys and they're the big squishy type that squeak.
Right. Yeah.
That's funny.
What else would happen? What else? If a dog was drunk and he's trying to get in his car, what else would happen?
He'd be
would a dog get in the car that like this? How would he, you know?
You sound off in the replies, guys.
Okay, sure. Dog taking the breathalyzer and the condom.
Oh, it smells terrible, first of all.
He's like, you've been eating your own shit, you know, and then that could be funny. What else would be good? He's swerving back and forth in the lanes because he sees dogs in other cars and he's like looking at the other dogs.
Oh,
maybe?
Yeah. Maybe he doesn't stop at a red light. He just slows way down because he doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
Because it's, you know.
Guys, my dog is driving around in a circle. Yeah, he saw a squirrel.
Right. Doing donuts. Yeah.
You know.
Drunk driving dog.
My greyhound got arrested for speeding.
Oh, wow. Yeah. We're getting kind of away from the mission of finding drunk dogs.
Well, I got one more. This dog was last seen driving towards I-94. He was never seen again. Or the whatever it was.
Whatever it was, yeah. Who cares? So a little bit high on the dog car accidents number there. And it also says
this dog bombed a post office.
Hit the music again. Hit the music again.
The dog was last seen walking away from the scene of the crime carrying a duffel bag.
Robert Stack. Robert.
Oh boy. Hey. That's fun. But we do have some business to take care of here. So it says the fines, you can receive fines of up to $1,000 for not securing your dog in your car. Is that real? Why would anyone
crazy?
Yeah, for Mitt freaking Romney. And Mitt Romney only. He's a rich guy who put a dog on the car.
He did.
That's news to me, gang.
No. I'm sorry.
This is so funny because it's like you're supposed to secure your dog in the car, but yet you can't leave him in the car secured while you're in the movie theater.
Schrodinger's dog much?
Yeah. Plus, it was a movie you wouldn't even like.
Points at midnight?
So, yeah, you know, if you want to put your dog in the car, I don't think there's anything wrong with this. I have like a dog crate I can throw in the back there. And, you know, that takes up a little more space. Yeah. And this is also
sometimes Jesse will put me in that thing and we'll go tooling around town. And I just get, man, I roll around in that goddamn thing.
You're slobbering all over yourself, too. You're just having a time of your life.
Remember when you forgot the lid to your milkshake that was in there? Oh, my God. It looked like a washing machine in there. extendable front height. Okay, it's got crumple zones and feel like NASCAR, and plus it folds up and just goes right in the back when you don't need it anymore. So yeah, if you've got a small dog that you are letting ride in your car all the time,
first off, what are you doing? I'm gonna have to pull your man card for having a small dog. Sorry.
Hey, gotta get a look at that man card real quick. Gotta cut that in half.
Yeah,
you gotta cut that.
Yeah,
I have to cut it. Swing blade.
I need to see your man card.
I don't think you should be having that man card no more.
I haven't seen the movie.
It is in the movie, so just watch it.
So just watch it. You'll get it.
For a long time, I thought Sling Blade was Blade, and you know, for me,
I need to kill some vampires.
Wait, I got it. I don't think you should be doing vampire stuff no more.
I reckon Steven Dorff is a vampire king. Do you have any French fried potatoes?
You will not hurt that boy with your fangs. You will not hurt that boy.
Mm-hmm. Dwight Yoakam as the vampire king.
I'm gonna suck whoever I want to suck.
You are not done that.
Hey, what about this? What about this?
Thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past.
That's so nice.
What a line read.
Wolfguard, 14K out of 12K, 64 backers, 31 days to go. Yeah, overall, not a bad idea. Maybe a pretty limited application and maybe oversold a little bit, but that's what they do with pets and kids stuff generally, so...
You're not sold so much. You're not sold it so much. You sold it too much for Jesse's liking.
The Sling Blade guy on Shark Tank is one of the is one of the sharks.
Mm-hmm. How do you plan on manufacturing it? I just don't see a price point here.
What's your total sales to date?
I'm picking up that he says a lot in the movie.
It's basically what he does.
Yeah.
That's cool.
We're going to have to cut all of this. It's not, I mean, it's really not never coming out. This episode. We're going to have to redo the goddamn thing.
It's bad, yeah.
You're pro-censorship.
Then we have one final Kickstarter in the six-pack, and I guess it's all up to you to take us out strong.
Yeah, it's gang, it's called the Burger Lift. What is that, my favorite exercise?
Got it. Thought I'd get in on that.
Okay. You haven't seen the movie, so why don't you shut the fuck up like that, right?
They don't do the thing.
Hold on. Let's have some silence for a second. I just want everyone to think about what he just did. The biggest fucking flop since he jumped in the pool. All right. And we can move on. Burger Lift. Soggy buns got you down? Try the Burger Lift and elevate your favorite food. This is designed for, I'm going to say, one of the most specific use cases you guys, if ever, have encountered. We want to play the video just to get into it?
Sure.
Did it.
Hello, it's got everyone. The music, got the uke.
I'd like to welcome you to the Burger Lift Kickstarter page. The Burger Lift was based off of one simple idea. We love hamburgers, and we aren't the only ones. Americans consume over 50 billion hamburgers every year. That's over three
not under Biden
per person every week.
If he wins.
But while we were enjoying all of our medium rare bits of heaven, we noticed a problem. Juice that drips from these burgers forms a pool on the plate. Now, where do we set our burger? Do we place it in the pool? Do we balance it on the side of the plate? Do we awkwardly place it on the fries?
No.
Our thought was to design and engineer a device to solve this problem. So, after brainstorming many ideas, we are proud to present you with the Burger Lift. The Burger Lift is designed to give you a safe haven upon which to place your burger above all the juices. It is...
All right, I think we can...
I mean, that's...
This is so... I'm just picturing, like, the old infomercial, the guy in black and white picking up the burger.
Yeah.
And then looking around frantically, where the fuck do I put it down?
Yeah.
Halfway through, you know?
Here's the first problem. You don't put your burger down. Why would you ever put it down?
Have I ever... I don't even want to think about how many hamburgers I've eaten over the course of my life. Have I ever put one down in the middle of it?
Why would you?
Because it's gone. Yeah. I hold it, I eat it, it's gone. Yeah. Right? And what it looks like is a product which already exists, if you really were so moved to get this, a cooling tray, like something you'd put, you know, cookies on or something.
It's like identical that. To a cooling rack or even to like a roasting rack that sits inside of a pan.
Yes,
if you're doing
a roasting pan.
Yeah, that's what you do all the time when you're cooking 40-pound turkeys or whatever.
When you're doing that. So this already exists. This is a bizarre little invention for a problem, which, by the way, I'm going to say, I can't remember the last time I had the problem with a burger where the lower bun was soggy. Like a bizarre series of claims leading up to the need for this product, I would say.
Also, if it gets soggy, it's just getting soggy from its own juices, which is good. So who cares? Right. What am I doing? Is your enjoyment of the burger predicated on the fact that the lower bun remained dry? Why?
If you're really moved to do that, you could let you could let the burgers rest on a platter or plate.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But the copy here,
cut it with a blade.
Okay, we did move on from that.
You can also cut it with a blade. Some folks call it a sling blade. I call it a Kaiser blade.
Okay. We did pause it to tell you. I mean, this won't go in. We paused the recording to tell you if you do that again, you are going to be asked to leave.
Well, okay, but the thing itself looks like a burger. It has like a little burger shape inside the lift. So it's made out of metal and it looks like a burger. So you know what it is at all times and know that it can't be used for anything else. So
if you're confused and you lift up the hamburger because you don't know what it is, you'll find a hamburger in the metal.
Yeah, that's right. That's where the burger was a second ago before I put it in my mouth. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they have some Burger Lift beer koozies and an apron, depending on the tier you get. And then it looks like complete cookout in a bag. So for some reason, they're going to send you some ground beef and a head of lettuce.
Why don't you stay in your lane a little bit here, gang? I mean, you're
fucking all over the place.
You've barely established that you can send out a little metal trivet to set my burger on. And now you want to cook me dinner, too. I mean, buy me dinner first.
You're not songified the bottom bun of your burger. I got you the trivet. I got you a trivet for your burger.
You know what? I was a skeptic.
What?
But that was so funny was converted. Yeah. Could you imagine? So
and he does like French fried potatoes anyway, so it makes sense that he would be really a part of the conversation.
Yeah.
Right. They also offer burger seasoning. That's an option, depending on what level you join at. And I just want to say, folks out there, that's for cowards, burger seasoning, okay? Sack up, all right?
What do you do on your burger? And I'm not like for lunch or dinner. I'm talking about like your breakfast burger, like the thing you have as soon as you wake up in the morning so you can finally face the day. What are you putting on there?
Uh-huh. I'll answer the question. I'll answer it. No, it's fine, counselor. I will answer the question. Jesse, I'll tell you this. I think less is more with burgers sometimes. And I have a feeling you'll agree with me on that. Mm-hmm. But if I have some 80-20 in a mixing bowl that I'm going to grill, the fanciest thing I'll go with is Worcestershire sauce will go in the mix.
Yeah. Okay?
Get that in there. Then otherwise, I'm honestly going to say kosher salt, pepper, and maybe some garlic powder. And I don't think you have to go fancier than that, you know?
I think that's about right. I like to do garlic and onion powder. Both of those are fun for me. They just kind of, they give it a twang I really like on the burger.
You could even chop up some fresh garlic, put it in there. You know?
Yeah, you absolutely could. You run the risk of maybe getting an uneven mix if you're not going to then throw it in like the, you know, an actual grinder or whatever, which I don't fuck with. It's too much of a pain in the ass to deal with.
Okay. Guy doesn't know how to mince garlic properly. Note that, listeners.
I've been doing a lot of grilling lately. Something I've been putting on my burgers lately is boogers and barf. I've been putting that on a lot lately. I've been toasting the buns, and then I'll put the boogers and barf on the actual bun.
Okay, advertisers, we do not endorse this, okay? Don't listen to this part of it, all
don't
right?
Tell the advertisers what we do and don't endorse.
Jesse is a frequent drunk driver also.
He confided that to me privately.
He privately said, I can't stop doing it.
I'm addicted to drinking and driving. JF.
I don't even drink at other times. It's just, I love the danger.
I get behind the wheel and I can't fucking stand it. I have to have one in my hand, you know?
A lot of times I had to take over from my dog. He was actually in worse shape, my dog was. So I said, scoot
bro,
over, pal.
Bro, give me the keys.
You can't do this. I've done this before. You can't do this.
I'm actually better at driving while drunk, okay? Drive that guy, you know?
The Burger Lift, Dan, your sworn enemy. I actually think it's kind of a cool product. I would definitely be willing to check it out. I endorse it as well.
Don't fuck with us. Are you fucking serious?
$30, you get the VIP party. You get to meet the Burger Lift team. And Reverend...
Who would want to do that?
Well, yeah. Hang on. You also get to Rev Ciancio of Burger Conquest for a gourmet burger tasting at Idle Hands Bar.
Let me just say, it should be a podcast of Jesse trying to pronounce Italian names.
What would you say with that?
Ciancio.
They don't say chi so at the bad. Beginning of the... Boo. Come on.
I think they might. I think they do.
No, they don't say chi.
In Italia.
Okay, I don't know what you're doing now. I know lechuga, obviously, but I don't...
Japanese. That's Japanese, though. So.
Burger Lift, 11 grand of 10 grand, 208 backers, 32 days to go. So they made the... Congratulations on
that. They did it. Just in time for grilling season.
That's cool, gang.
I think that's really cool. Well, those guys are doing...
That is really cool. Mm-hmm. Well, that was the six-pack. Mm-hmm. And I think now it's time... to get some emails, so we open up the old letter bag in a segment we call That's Where You Come In.
You're going to want to contact YKS. You're going to want to talk to Mike and JF. You're going to want to call 802-259-PISS. Send them something at their mailing address. 504 West Main Street, 209 Gallatin. Tennessee 37066. They got a Gmail. It's the name of the ship. Twitter's at your Kickstarter, and that's it. You're gonna wanna contact YKS. You're gonna wanna let him know you exist. Leave a little message for Mike and JF. YKS bot on Instagram for grill pics.
All right, everybody. Let's go one of the old bag of letters here. What do you say? Everybody up for that? Is that fine?
No idea what that theme was. It's 2019, as we previously established in the episode.
Yep.
And I don't know what that theme was, because that theme will come out at a later date. So I'm confused about what
this vagrant has come off the street like John Connor, you know, to tell us how it's done. No, go ahead. It's not your show anymore. But yeah, why don't you fucking continue talking? Because you won't shut up anyway.
Okay, I will. Dan, this is a different Dan. How many Dans are going to be involved in this episode? I guess just the one that I'm looking. Just one, yeah. the guy who's co-hosting, and then the guy writing the letter, 2019, as we established.
And one too many Jessies.
Until later. Yeah.
Right.
Oof. Hey, guys, I'm a big fan of the show. I discovered you a few months ago and have listened to all the new content since then, even gone back and listened to a bunch of old episodes. Anyway, in episode 51.
All 100 of them.
Yeah, if this one comes out. You guys did this segment or bit called The Six Pack, where you talked about several Kickstarters. Really funny stuff. You should think about incorporating that bit into more of your episodes. I was sad you never mentioned The Six Pack again. Wow, Dan. That's an interesting note. I mean, episode 100.
Oh, you mean him.
Yeah, you have not said anything interesting the whole time. So, obviously, I was talking to the guy with the email. Yeah, I mean, that's something, you know, as we move forward, there may be some changes. But we're glad that what we've done so far has... you know, worked for you and tickled that funny bone. And
check your battery, by the way. And you plugged in there?
Yeah, we're all plugged in.
Want to make sure that's plugged in.
We're all plugged in and ready to go. So a lot of times...
Battery life okay there?
Sometimes the weird sounds come out.
Any peripherals on the UBS? You good there?
UBS, wow. You thinking about depositing a check, my friend?
I'm sorry, I meant IBS. I have an illness, so you can't make fun of me.
Okay. But, well, that's fine. I'll just shake your hand and move on with the show.
I know you don't wash your hands.
Let's see. We've also got an email here from, it's just a campaign.
For Kickstarter?
You would think, right? Given the nature of this show. But actually, it's, Mike, did you have something?
I was just agreeing with you.
That's
is that
first?
Okay?
I mean,
is that okay?
Seems like he's been up my ass the whole time, so I don't know. It's interesting. Hang on, let me take this knife out of my back, and then, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I guess it's fine. You agree with me. Thanks a lot, Dick.
Hey, free knife.
Okay, we got another email here from Kamala Harris Campaign. Writes in, Jesse, since we wrote to you yesterday, thousands of people across the country have taken a few moments to fill out our June survey form. Well, la-di-da. But our records show you haven't shared your thoughts with us. Will you take a few minutes today to fill out our brief June survey? Your input matters a lot to Kamala and our team. We're just a few short weeks away from the first debates of this crowded Democratic primary, and it's really important to Kamala that she knows what's on your mind before she takes to the stage. Okay, well, hey, maybe if I fucking feel like it, I might fill out your little, what did you call it again? Survey? Yeah, we'll see. Guys, why don't we, you got any predictions for what's going to happen with this crazy, crazy election coming up? I guess they're doing a new election for the,
2020
for the upcoming next year.
Yeah.
But they're doing it now. It's like, okay, I guess we're getting a head start on this.
Okay. Right. Kind of ahead, I guess. Yeah.
Kind of weird.
I mean, it's your idea. So do you want to, again, you've just hijacked it. Do you want to say what you wanted to say? Because clearly, you have something you want to say, Jesse?
I have a few bold predictions here. I think probably the guy who's up there right now, you know, not one of my guys, but doing his best, Donald Trump. I think he's probably going to take the big prize home at the end of the day. When it's all said and done, I think he will probably walk away with the victory. I've got a states breakdown as well, if you want to know where I think he maybe makes some inroads on the Democratic challengers. But we probably don't have time, so... Dan, what do you think might happen in the next whatever?
I don't agree with that. And I think you're going to want to keep an eye out for a dark horse Democratic candidate. It's going to sweep. He's going to sweep Super Tuesday. He's going to sweep Iowa. He's going to sweep all these primaries.
Well, hopefully he comes by and sweeps your living room from the state of it. Looks like it's lacking a little attention. But please continue.
Okay. That's a lie. You can't see the floor.
Yeah, it's covered with shit.
It is carpeted, so it'd be a vacuum. Can I continue?
Yeah.
My prediction, folks, is that Andrew Yang is going to be the 46th president of these United States. You're going to want to keep an eye out for this. The Yang gang is out in force. Now, I know what a lot of you are thinking. Isn't he a big dumbass? And no is the answer to that. He knows math. He's concerned about robots. So you want to watch out for robots. Who likes robots? I don't. And what he's going to do is he's going to just keep talking about basketball and stuff like that until he becomes president. And I don't see anything bad happening. I don't see him, going to a city and saying, oh, we need to get rid of all these hot dog stands. We need the police to shoot everyone. You know,
that would be weird. Yeah, that would really be weird.
So, we need to take old ladies' money and make them eat cat food. He's not going to do that. He's going to be president by then.
That would be
so
wild.
So watch out, Trump. Math is on the side of the righteous and victorious here, as it is in the beginning and will be under God in one nation undivided and indivisible for justice,
for liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mike. Amen.
Mike, any predictions from you?
I haven't really thought about a lot of the events in the future, JF. I've just been focused on happening right now. But
Mike, are you okay?
I just got.
Your eyes rolled back in the back of your head.
I just got a. JF, I think the United States and China trade war is going to continue in 2019. I guess it's June now. So I think it's going to continue this year.
Crap.
JF, I can see the Amazon rainforest. It's on fire down there, JF. We got to do something to stop.
What the heck is going on? Is he seeing the future right now?
He seems to be having some kind of vision. He's translating it for us, mere mortals.
Brexit, where England and it's like a European thing where the England and Europeans in Ireland.
He can see
so
the
far.
Future, but he actually doesn't even know what Brexit is still somehow. What else do you see, Mike?
Sometimes the visions are just like pictures and stuff. You don't get a full explanation. So
right.
I see some more tensions with Iran in 2020 next year. This is insane. And perhaps the biggest story of all, COVID-19 pandemic, JF.
What is that?
I have no freaking idea. I don't even know what it is. Ah! Harvey Weinstein is convicted on... I can't see the date. I can't scroll in my head.
Wow. It sounds like a year to look forward to. Probably be a pretty good year from all that good stuff you mentioned there in your vision. Nothing about the question I asked, which is fine, because you can't control the way the spirits talk to you, I understand.
What was the thing?
Spirit moves him.
What was the thing you asked? I forgot what it was.
I think I said, how many burgers is Dan going to eat tomorrow for lunch? And it's just we couldn't figure out how many.
Okay, delete that.
For lunch, Jesus.
Get rid of it.
Yeah, for lunch? Jesus Christ, how much time you got?
Too much.
I'm Mike Hale.
Well, that was episode 100. You can kind of see why it was sort of a relic, really, of the time period. So you have to understand. You know,
I thought I did a good job on it. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think you've always done a great job on the show. That's why, you know, your participation in it has never been questioned. I think maybe that experience gave some of us sort of the shock that we needed to get back into what the show was all about. And I think maybe we sort of saw our future flash before our eyes and we kind of didn't like what we saw. So I think this was cool. This was kind of a Christmas story. Is that the one with Scrooge in it? Which one is Scrooge?
No idea. Rest in peace to Dan. I'm sorry that he died after the episode and that's why we couldn't do it anymore. I'm sorry, Dan, that you died. Peace.
Sorry that you died, man. I really felt like we were getting to like each other a lot and hit it off. But at the end of the day, we couldn't overcome your burger thing. And you just had too many of them. And it sucks. It sucks. Because now I get to eat burgers and you don't. So, peace out, man. We will see you on the other side. If you'd like to honor the memory of Dan O'Sullivan, sign his life book at sullyville.io. For just $5 a month, you can ensure that his headstone is covered in the finest burgers and noir comics. Thanks for all the laughs, Danny Boy.